Mel Taylor, we want to give Mel Taylor from AC Prime. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago. He does a great job, you know, and thanks to people like Route 40 and Mel Taylor and Linda Combe at AC Breaking News. She's on the radio here a lot of times. And, you know, there's a couple of people like us, and of course King Arthur and myself, that do these type of shows that bring the actual truth out. And I think all of us together are doing a good job. And this story that's basically about the Ocean Club, probably, I don't think it ever appeared on any press website, so probably wouldn't have reached the public at all. And many people may not know about it, but kind of what happened was City Council, they tried to kind of push in, you know, an ordinance to allow another beach bar in front of the Ocean Club without getting any input from the residents. And basically, we're going to take away 60% of the beach there. And, you know, the Irish Pub's not against beach bars, so I don't really think we should have a beach bar on every block of Atlantic City and not have any access for people to go to the beach. We are supposed to be a beach resort. And too many beach bars, well, I just think it probably hurts the competition between the beach bars. And also the noise factor. And, you know, if you go to a beach bar and you're sitting right at the beach bar, why does the music have to be so loud? And I'll give you an example. Like the Bally's Beach Bar, 5 blocks away, which is where I live, I can hear that music playing in the summertime in my living room while I'm sitting in a chair. I think that's a little too loud, you know, so they don't go by any noise ordinances whatsoever. And, you know, now basically they want to take over the entire beach of Atlantic City. So there's going to have to be some law made. There should be, I think, at least a certain amount of feet between them. And there's supposed to be a law, really, even with liquor licenses, where bars aren't supposed to be next to each other. So I even have to question this Tennessee Avenue project now. So I don't even know where all these liquor licenses are coming from. I don't know how we're getting around the law of opening bars up right next to each other, you know, that close to each other, because there's supposed to be some distance in between bars. And so I say the same thing has to go for the beach. And I think the most important thing that happened was it appears that the city really did try to sneak it in with no input from people that live at the Ocean Club, who pay a lot of money to live there. Now, the acting director of planning, who, if you didn't know his name, Ben Coffin, he said he didn't think there was any project. But I'm like, come on, folks, that's not true. There is a project there. And again, it got tabled because I think, you know, everybody found out that now it became public. So I think Mel Taylor needs a lot of credit here for making this public. Because now at least it looks like the people at the Ocean Club will at least be able to get some input here before this gets voted on again, just to find out the right thing, because there are beach bars right close to that area. So I don't know if it's good philosophy for Atlantic City to have a beach bar set up on every block of our beach, taking away access for people to actually be able to go to bathe there with their families. I don't think we need that many bars, quite frankly. So good job, Mel Taylor, and that's why we need more people like that doing more shows.
And if you saw Mel, he is a magician with the video editing and all that. He put together like a video of like Atlantic City gone wild, basically, and you know, it was very entertaining. But so the bottom line is right, the Ocean Club, they're taking away their beach. Is that what's going
to
go on?
60% of their beach would be lost to the Ocean Club residents if this bar goes into effect. And like I said, many of those people own their units. There are some rentals there, but they're very expensive, and they pay a lot of property taxes besides. So you would at least think they would deserve some access to the beach. And also, they realize how noisy it's going to be. Again, why isn't there a noise ordinance? I'm not saying they have to be quiet, but, you know, we're not supposed to have our jukebox open that loud with our doors open, yet the bar across the street from me with the chicken wings seem to be allowed to do that. So it just seems that they allow certain people to break certain laws here, and, you know, we're dead set against that. We want everybody to have the same level playing field and the same set of laws, and the Ocean Club deserves to be able to have a hearing here and for the residents to come to the meeting. And that's why we said we believe we need 2 council meetings a month. 1 council meeting is not a month. They make plenty of money, the council people, and get, I think some of the ones that are still there probably still do get benefits. So the people should have a chance to come and speak their minds. And the people at the Ocean Club didn't even get that opportunity. And fortunately, you know, Mel Taylor has exposed this, and hopefully something can be done so that they don't lose 60% of their beach there. That's not fair to these people, and hopefully City Council and the new mayor will make sure that doesn't happen. And you have to take care of the citizens here, and those people are paying a decent price over at that place, and they deserve some beach access, and, you know, not too much noise either. I mean, you know, I'm not against beach bars either. It's the Irish Pub. We think it's great. It's an island. You should have beach bars, but I don't think you need 12 beach bars, and don't you have that one down there near California Avenue already? So it's right. not really that far away from Montpelier Avenue. So, I mean, what are you going to have, a beach boy? Even Caesars over the years, you know, you had the Trump Plaza, you had Caesars, you had Bally's. It got to be too much after a while, and I think they saw that. And you only need so many bars, and there's only so much drinking that goes on, even in Atlantic City. So good job, Mel Taylor, for exposing this, and we'll keep you up to date on what goes on. But I assume now that the citizens will at least get a hearing. Maybe at the next
time. Who knows? Maybe the press will actually report the news. Mel Taylor has several different online news websites, Down Beach Buzz, Atlantic City Primetime, and Brigantine Now. And I don't know how he emails me the stuff, which is great, and we find out more information from Mel than the actual newspaper. But he did a very funny video featuring Frank Gilliam, AC Beaches Poppin', and it shows people being drunk. It shows Murphy and Gilliam with bloodshot eyes, I guess they're for the legalizing of marijuana and things like so, but very entertaining, and Mel is completely on top of everything that's going on. And again, his digital websites, Atlantic City Primetime, Down Beach Buzz, Brigantine Now. So check out Mel.